We're now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Greg Garmon. And Coach, well, it was a back-and-forth battle. The second half turned out to be a half of runs, and unfortunately Rozo had the final run, and but a pretty good effort here from your team tonight.
Well, yeah, we tweaked things up a little bit and just made sure we were getting back on defense and trying to deny some dribble penetration by them, and it worked for the most part. A few plays we want back, you know, poor Isaac steps over the line on his free. You know, he's usually just rock solid at the line and stepped over the line. And that one looms large now looking back at it. But how do you know? Hunter fouling out certainly didn't help us. He spent a lot of time on the bench. I forget when he got his fourth, but we kept him down quite a bit, and because we had a good flow going. And then he got back in. I think he had three, got back in, got his fourth right away. Because we didn't get the first rebound. We talked to the kids about that. You know, we sort of almost had a board, and then we didn't quite get it, and then they'd end up making a play off that rebound that they got that we probably should have had. And I don't know, you know, they're not that much bigger than we are, and if, whether they're just a little bit stronger or whatever, we needed to get those boards. And we get the first one, and Hunter doesn't get his fourth, so he's in the game a little more, and that certainly makes a difference for us. And, you know, we had some kids shooting the ball well. Tyler continues to shoot well, and Reggie's looking to do his stuff now. He's sort of settling into what he needs to do. You know, he needs to handle it for us all the time and make things happen and try to score too. And he hit the big one at the end there, and we needed a few more. And I think Coach Garmon screwed up. I had a timeout yet to use about at the 1:20 mark when they come down, and I should have called it, and I told Tank that. You know, we were moving the ball well, and, you know, do you get it inbounded or not? So we let him play on, and we didn't get anything good, and so that's on me. But nonetheless, come up a point short, it's never good any way you look at it.
You in the at halftime, you trailed 31-30. They went the scored 6 points. You led 27-25 with 4:14 remaining. They scored 6 points, and then, or was it, 6 points. And then Tyler hit a three going into halftime to get you within 31-30, and you had some pretty good momentum and a pretty good first half.
And we did, yeah. And, you know, Tyler was on fire, and the kids were finding him. And we had a few unforced errors, you know, trying to pass across and through their 3-2 zone that they were playing. And we felt they were going to do that. And we warned the kids, you know, if you pass over the top, it's got to be on the money because they're long. You know, they got some kids who can jump and long-armed, and it's tough to get a touch pass over the top to Hunter. And Reggie found out because I think he turned it over about three times in a row, you know, with the same exact pass and whatever. But, you know, he didn't do that in the second half. Credit him, and we just got to be a touch better. Any little play here or there makes a huge difference.
In the second half, you trailed 44-36, and you go on a 10-1 run. You had Hunter had a couple free throws, Reggie with a three, then you had Rylan with a free throw, Tyler had another bucket, and then Tomford had a basket, and with just under 11 minutes left, you led 46-45, and your guys just kept battling back all game long.
Well, they did, you know, credit them, and they didn't give up on it and kept playing hard, and you know, like I said, it came down to a couple little plays here and there, and you know, whether it's a second rebound that they got that we should have had, or you know, for whatever turnovers. I don't know how many we had in the second half, but I think we cleaned it up a little bit, it appeared. But pretty methodical game, both teams. You know, they were sitting in their zone, we sat in ours, we tweaked it a little bit and went a little 1-3-1, just to give them a different look at times. But you know, we probably needed Hunter in there a little more in the second half, and you know, you hit a shot here or there, and it's a different ball game. But here we are, short one.
In the final minutes, you trailed with 6 minutes left, 57-51. You go on an 11-0 run. Tyler had five straight points. Tomford had a couple free throws. Then Reggie had a steal and a layup, and then he had a basket. And you lead 62-57 with 3:15 left. Things were looking pretty good. But then Rozo, they score the next, 9 points before Reggie hit that three, and that turned out to be the difference.
Well, that was one of the differences, you know, and can't give up big runs, and you know, we got to find guys, and a lot of it was coming, you know, they like to get the ball inside, and they go at you, and we got to shore it up a little bit and play a little more physical and get a little meaner in there. And if we do that, you know, we're going to see him again at the end of the year, late in February I think we see him, and That'll be at our place, so we'll have a new plan for them at that time, and a lot happens between now and then, but they've been winning a few, and we haven't been, and it just seems tougher if you don't win to get kids to figure out how to make that play, when to shoot, when not to shoot, you know, and we gotta make. You just got to be confident with your shot and make it. You know, Isaac, Reggie, Tyler are confident when they shoot the ball. Others need to shore it up a little bit and be confident, and that comes with repetition, and some haven't put enough reps in yet to feel that confidence. But, you know, whatever, we keep working, and like I said the other night after the Fossen game, got a good group of kids. They're good to work with, and they are coachable, and we'll keep coaching them up and keep looking to find a win. And, you know, we don't play for another week now. After the break, we play that Saturday. Monaga comes to town. So we'll have a good week of practice, give them a little time off now because they're waxing the gym floors at home. So we won't have a gym for a while, but that's maybe all right. Let them rest up a little bit again and get back at it when we get back to school.
Get ready for January. Always seems to be like just a tough month because there's it's basically straight through. You're playing a lot of games, and so January is always a good one to, especially if you're a player, to get a lot of games.
Yeah, if they don't want to practice, it's right up their alley playing a lot of games. But yeah, they'll be coming quick once we start that Saturday the 6th. We have, I think, three the next week, and then pretty much two or three every week right till the end of the season. So gonna have to be ready.
All the good news is you continue to show improvement, which is the key.
Yeah, you know, I hope we have maybe turned a little corner from early in the year, and kids are settling into what they can do and what they can't do well, and keep working on the things we need to work on, and excuse me, that'll help. So yeah.
Well, Coach, hopefully it'll be a happy new year for Pirate Boys basketball. And again, the next game will be a week from Saturday. It'll be a doubleheader with the girls. You're hosting Monaga, and we'll have both of those on the stream and the radio as well. So we're looking forward to that, and have a happy new year.
Yep, you too. Thank you.